Praise be Jesus and Mary. So today is Ash Wednesday, when we start this penitential season in the life of the church. And it reminds me of Our Lady's apparitions and messages in which she calls for penance. I'm thinking specifically of Our Lady of Lourdes and also Fatima. The crowd was asking Saint Bernadette, "What did Our Lady say? What did she say?" And Saint Bernadette reels around to the crowd and cries out, "Penance, penance, penance." And this is the same thing that the avenging angel cried out in the Third Secret of Fatima, July 13th, 1917. Sister Lucia writes in her memoirs, "After the two parts which I have already explained," okay, that was the first two parts of the secret, sometimes also called the first and second secrets, and that was the vision of hell and the devotion to Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, the first Saturday devotion. "So after the two parts which I have already explained, at the left of Our Lady and a little above, we saw an angel with a flaming sword in his left hand. Flashing, it gave out flames that looked as though they would set the world on fire. But they died out in contact with the splendor that Our Lady radiated towards him from her right hand. Pointing to the earth with his right hand, the angel cried out in a loud voice, 'Penance, penance, penance.'" So these messages, these calls for penance that we see in Lourdes and Fatima, they're meant to make reparation for the sins of humanity. And the sins of humanity since the time of Lourdes and the time of Fatima has greatly increased, right? Moral degeneration to the maximum. And so we need to do penance, penance, penance in reparation for this, for the conversion of sinners, as Our Lady of Fatima says. Now, penance and conversion needs to start first and foremost with ourselves, right? With ourselves. Really, we have the greatest control over our own sins. And so this time of the church is really more geared toward our personal conversion rather than making reparation for the sins of the world. It is useful for that as well, but above all, for our own conversion. And so we should identify our predominant fault, right? The vice that stands out principally in our lives. Pride, anger, impatience, impurity, laziness. You know, whatever it may be, we should identify it and we should give special attention to it during this time of Lent. Penance, penance, penance. Conversion. Okay, frequent confession. Today's gospel mentions the three traditional forms of penance: almsgiving, prayer, fasting. Right, so during this time, we should also give special attention to these forms of penance. Almsgiving: when you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. When you fast, do not look gloomy, etc., etc. Almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. And let's ask Our Lady to guide us during this period of Lent, okay, to help us in overcoming our predominant fault, and also to help us make a generous reparation for the sins in the world, as she has asked at Lourdes and also at Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.